Item 1 is a subdivision and rezoning at 774 Bonner Avenue under file DASZ57 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item 2, a variance at 774 Bonner Avenue under file DAV179371 of 2013D. We have the applicants, John Wintrip and Ray Klassen.
Her names and all that. John Wintrip, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ray Klassen, 1430 McCrary Road, Winnipeg. Mr. Chairman, I can speak to this item. I'm pleased to say that since this matter was laid over at the last public hearing, we have had a number of meetings with the adjoining owners, and in fact, we've prepared a proposed zoning agreement which deals with the approaches that were a concern at the last meeting. We've also prepared, in that zoning agreement, we've also included provisions that address the location of the houses and the arrangement of the houses. And I've also prepared a conceptual plan which represents a guide for the community committee. If I may, I'd like to provide each of the committee members with a copy of that proposed zoning agreement in the schedule. Mr. Chairman, I can give you a moment to review that if you like. Mr. Chairman, if I may add, I would like to point out that the reason a zoning agreement is suggested is because, of course, as you know, it would be registered on title as a caveat and consequently would provide that added protection to the adjoining owners. And they are the most affected by the variance and rezoning proposal. I would also like to thank the adjoining owners, Kathy and Herb Cox, and also Harvey and Jackie Eel, for being cooperative and also for participating in this fairly lengthy discussion and compromise. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll conclude my comments, and I'm not sure whether or not the adjoining owners wish to speak.
So in opposition to the application, Robert...
I think Kathy might speak either in support or opposition. I don't know. She wasn't registered, but looks like she...
Ask for information.
Okay.
Robert Huya? Is there a... You don't want to speak? Okay. So So going now to people registered for information, Harvey Yule. Kathy Will and Kathy Cox.
Good evening again. Thank you to Councillor Steen, Berwati and Wyatt for allowing us the opportunity to participate in this discussion with Mr. Winthrop and Ray Clausen. Together I think we negotiated what was fair and probably something that was satisfied us. So thanks to Ray for working with us together and giving us the opportunity to provide input on the project. So I do hope that the city will be diligent in monitoring the agreement and ensuring that the terms laid out in the agreement will be followed. And that's our main concern. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to this application, either in support, in opposition, or for information? Seeing none. The applicant would like to come back.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further comments to make. I think that this matter has been suitably and reasonably resolved, and I respectfully request that your committee approve the application subject to the conditions contained within the zoning agreement and the schedule. The reason I have provided a conceptual plan is it is hoped that the conceptual plan that is attached to the documents I provided you with would be used as a guide in connection with a condition that requires that final plans be approved by the community committee. And those are my comments. Thank you.
Councillor Berwati, are you ready to move a motion?
Sure. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favour?
Aye.